Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study, Galatians chapter 3, we were talking about God's promise to Abraham and how many religions have twisted it to fit their idea. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now first we see the occasion for the promise in verse 6. Look as we read there. He says, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Well, it's a short verse, but it says a lot. You know, that really ties in with James chapter 2, verse 23, and Romans chapter 4, verse 3. Where Abraham's faith was counted by God as righteousness. But it's not only here in the New Testament, we see it in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, even before the law. It says, and he, that is Abraham, believed in the Lord, and he, that is the Lord, counted it to him for righteousness. The Lord counted to Abraham for righteousness. So this is referring back then to when God told Abraham to look and count the stars in every direction. His seed would be more in number than the stars. Although now Abraham is getting old. He's an old man. Well, Abraham simply believed God concerning his promise. I believe that he got excited. We need to understand simply what is going on here. The Judaizers in our text taught that the natural descendants of Abraham were his children, and thus they were accepted with God. This meant that only the circumcised would be saved, and therefore, it was a prerequisite of salvation. Now, isn't it interesting that when this promise is made in Genesis, Abraham's not circumcised yet, okay? But nonetheless, they thought, well, this is a prerequisite. They have to be like us physically in order to be saved. You see, the mistake the Jews had made was failing to distinguish between the purely Jewish and a national covenant God made with Israel concerning their earthly homeland and the channel they were to be to introduce the Lord to all peoples of the earth. It's interesting because they had developed a Calvinistic attitude long before Calvin was ever born. You know, we say, oh boy, what, look at Calvin. Actually, Calvin borrowed everything he had. I'm born a Jew, therefore I am saved. I'm going to heaven because I am born a Jew. That was the Calvinist attitude, you might say, of the Old Testament. They thought, we're God's chosen people. God chose us before the foundation of the world. Therefore, we go to heaven, regardless of what we do spiritually. Well, the next group that holds to that are the Catholics, the Augustine in his day. And he wrote about many of these things, which Calvin admittedly copied, admitted by his own admission. And he also developed this and things such as born Catholic, baptized baby, then you're elected to salvation. You still had to make decisions, but you were elected because you were baptized in there. And there was his Catholic doctrine. I find it interesting because here is Augustine. The Arminians and the Calvinists rebelled against Catholicism, but really Augustine helped promote Catholicism and to make it have a good start to what it became. And so I just find that very interesting. I am not a Calvinist, of course. You understand that as you hear me teach. I'm also not Arminian. I am what you call a Biblicist or a Baptist Biblicist. And so that's what I believe, and therefore that's why I am what I am, by the grace and only by the great grace of our God. And I hope that you understand that, and you can understand then these things that are being said here. Now, circumcision was God's mark upon the Jew. It isolated him in the midst of Gentile nations of that day. And circumcision basically was a sign of separation. You see, we aren't of the world, but we are in the world as the ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Christ in his prayer said that they weren't of the world, but we are in the world in John 17. So we are to be distinguished as separate or as different as light is from darkness or holiness from fleshliness. Now, it had nothing to do with salvation. Even in Old Testament days, did circumcision have anything to do with salvation? It's kind of like baptism today. Now, baptism does not save, but it's very important. It's a command of the Lord, and it shows our identification with Christ. Well, circumcision in the day of Israel in the Old Testament was a sign, and it was a sign to the others that they were separated unto God. And so it was a command, just like baptism is a command, but it's the first command after our salvation. The Jew was also circumcised, but the circumcision did not save him, just as baptism does not save us. Now, sometimes I'll talk to people about their soul, and I'll say, well, I've been baptized. Well, that doesn't mean a thing. Really, if you think about it, if you have ever been swimming, you got baptized, okay? Especially if you're a bunch of boys and you're dunking each other under the water. And so, really, baptism is an identification with Christ, but it is not what saves us. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that saves. He did all the work. Our part is repentance and faith in Christ Jesus, but the work is of the Lord. So it was God's sign to Israel, that is circumcision, as being his chosen nation through which the Messiah, the seed of the woman, as Genesis 3:15 states, would come. The one who would come to be the Savior of the world. The one that Matthew 1:23 says would be called Jesus because he shall save his people from their sins. So God chose Israel to be a holy people, that they would take the gospel to the world. Today, the church has the Great Commission to take the gospel to the world, but just like Exodus 19:6 told Israel that they were a royal, holy nation, a nation of priests, we find in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9 that we also are a royal priesthood and a holy nation, and God wants us to be that way. I have seen some evangelists lately, as well as pastors, who once were fundamentals, true to the word, name sin, preach against sin, things of that nature, all of a sudden coming out saying, look, now, we need to have an evangelistic crusade, a day for salvation. People will come to church. You may see young ladies with dresses too short and tops too low. You may see tattoos. You may see hair that's not right. And they went on to a litany of things. And you can't say anything about sin. You just go ahead and you preach the gospel. Christ died for them and rose from the dead. Listen, my friend, God saves from sin. He saves from sin. That's why Jesus was sent. I got that letter from one evangelist, and I thought it was funny because just the Sunday before that happened, I preached a hard sermon. I hit abortion. I hit homosexuality. I hit adultery. I mean, you name it, it got hit, drinking and the whole line of things. I showed how from 1 Corinthians 6:9 that shall not inherit the kingdom of God and that hell was their destiny. Isn't it interesting that the altar was filled and the soul was saved that day and the Spirit of God was moving? And they're saying, well, no, you shouldn't really preach that way. I got a letter recently from a man who is a Calvinist. And he says, you should just stick to the Bible and don't preach on political issues as abortion and homosexuality. My friend, those aren't political issues. Those are Bible issues. Those are sin issues. Those are things the Bible addresses. And so we preach the word as it is to men as they are. And men want us today to preach a philosophy. And so what happens? Men today in Israel, they were looking to the way the nations about them worship their false gods. And so they tried to incorporate that into their worship. And when you read Ezekiel chapters 8 through 10, you see God's anger. As a matter of fact, the book of Ezekiel, you read through that and you see the anger of God at these people. Whoa! And you understand why they went to captivity for 70 years and never recovered to what they once were and never have yet to this day recovered to what they once were, although they're back in the land. And I find that, wow, that made God angry. Do you realize that in the New Testament, we don't see the Lord clearing a house of prostitution? We don't see him clearing a bar. We don't see him clearing a drug house. But we see twice that he cleared the house of God. You see, the house is to be holy. But now men think that the Holy Spirit of God, his mighty Holy Spirit, who God ordained that through the foolishness of preaching, he didn't say foolish preaching, but the foolishness of preaching, they might bring people to Christ. You know, people hated Jesus in the New Testament. You ever think about this? I get these evangelists, I get pastors telling me, oh, the church is dying. They can't preach the way you preach anymore. They can't have this anymore. Really? Really? Think of Jesus Christ. The first time, he feeds 5,000. Now, understand, his ministry is only over a 3.5-year period. The first time, he feeds 5,000. The second time, he feeds 4,000. Whoop, he's already lost 20% of his crowd.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.